Blog Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through. Because they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your heart. It's like you're looking through a telescope.
Amen.
Do we have any more testimonies on tonight on the goodness of the Lord? Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, Mother. Praise God. You chimed in right on testimony, sir. Praise God. How you doing tonight?
I'm blessed and highly favored. How are you?
Amen. Blessed and highly favored as well. Bless the Lord.
And we all. Okay.
Hey, man, do we have any more testimonies or any more prayer requests on tonight?
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, we can hear you.
I thank you, praise God, for being on the line tonight. I thank you, praise Him, that you woke me up right on time. I thank you, praise God, for all you all that's on the line and
pray my strength in the Lord. Amen. We thank God for you, Mother Alberto, on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen, Sister Virgie. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for Sister Virgie on the line on tonight. Do we have any more testimonies? Any more prayer requests on tonight? Hallelujah.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. We thank God for everybody who has called in. Praise God. Everybody, hallelujah, who has tuned in thus far on tonight. If you're just tuning in, we want to welcome you all to the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Praise God. Hallelujah. And this is the revival that just won't stop. Praise God. Hallelujah. We've been going for I don't know how long. We've been lost track of the days. I forgot when it started. I got this somewhere here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But it's going to keep going into the Lord. Hallelujah. Say hallelujah. It's time to stop. Praise God. Amen. And we're going to keep going until the wheel fall off. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's still a Holy Ghost party. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's still a Holy Ghost party. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. What the man of God said, we still dance. It ain't that we stop dancing. Praise God. We ain't stopped dancing. We just got a different partner. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we're doing a different kind of dance. Praise God. Hallelujah. Lord, have mercy. Lord, we just thank you on today, Lord, for the prayer requests that have gone up before your throne of grace. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the testimony that have gone up, Lord. Hallelujah. Glorifying you. Hallelujah. Letting you know, Lord, that we appreciate you for everything you've already done, everything that you are doing, and everything that you are going to do in each and every last one of our lives, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We praise you. We thank you for deliverance. We praise you, and we thank you, Lord, for healing. We praise you, and we thank you, Lord, for breakthrough. Hallelujah, that we have yet to see with our eyes. Hallelujah. But we know that you have already ordered our prayer. And we thank you on today. Hallelujah. We magnify you on today. We lift your name up on today because you are high and holy and you are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be lifted up. We bind, we rebuke, and we cast away any work of the enemy that is trying to prohibit us from receiving your word on today. And, Lord, we thank you in advance for everything that you are about to say to us on tonight. And our ears are open, and we are ready to receive the word of the Lord on tonight. And we pray these things in your son Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is truly good. Hallelujah. Amen. Apostle, you on the line yet? Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're gonna play an old school joint real quick. Praise God. Hallelujah. I think this Andre Crouch. It's called Take Me Back. Hallelujah. And after this song, hallelujah, I'm gonna introduce the man of God, and he's gonna come forth with the word. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. Take me back. Take me back. Hallelujah. Dear Lord, to the place, hallelujah, where I first received you. She said, I know I've been blessed. Hallelujah. Amen. So as she said, it ain't about the financial things. It ain't about the material things. Hallelujah. Amen. I need you to take me back and renew my soul. Like David said, hallelujah. Praise God. I need you to restore my soul. Put in me a clean heart. Hallelujah on today. Bless the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Apostle, you on the line yet? Yeah, bless the Lord. Hey, man, I hear you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. For everything that has gone forth thus far, it is now time to break the bread of life on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I'm going to introduce this up. Hallelujah, and present the up to us as the man who has been coming forth every single night. Hallelujah. This is his second message of the day. Praise God. Hallelujah. Bringing forth the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. So without further ado, praise God. Hallelujah. The leader of the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Hallelujah. Amen. Out of Long Beach, California, the West Coast is in the house. Praise God. Hallelujah. None other. Hallelujah. Than our very own Apostle Eldon A. Curry. Apostle Curry, praise God. It is in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you as he always does. Praise God. Give the Lord a praise for the man of God as he comes forth at this time. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Somebody got to give God a praise. Amen. Come on, bless the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. Clap those hands, amen. We give worship to the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Amen. God is an awesome God tonight. Amen. And we thank him and praise him for who he is. Tonight.
Yes, Lord.
I'm glad to be back.
Amen.
For one more night.
Amen.
Glory to God. Thank you,
amen,
Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen. How many are still feasting on this morning? Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Somebody give God another shout this morning. This afternoon. Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah.
Amen. Giving honor to God tonight, amen, to my awesome brother. Amen. I praise God for Elder Andre. Amen. I call him my brother from another mother. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless you, man.
Amen.
God bless.
Bless you, man of God. Amen. God spoke some profound things to us this morning, y'all. Amen.
Amen.
How many of you really have been feasting on what God said? Amen.
Amen.
Because tonight,
amen.
I want to go a little bit deeper into what he said this morning. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Who got questions concerning this morning? Oh, wait. Before we go into questions, I want to give a testimony, y'all. Hallelujah. Amen. And I got some witnesses. My fellowship can bear witness to what I'm saying. Amen. Some young men in the park. Amen. Hallelujah. The anointing of God was hitting so in the park that the brother came and said, look here. He said, you did something. The word of God did something for me. He said, I no longer see myself as a Gentile. He said, I didn't know we was a true Jews like that. He said, that hit my belly. Hallelujah. He said, and I thank God for the truth. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And the brother's spirit was free, and I saw it.
Amen.
And that made me just praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because Yahshua said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall do what? Make you free. Hallelujah. And to hear that brother say he was set free today through the truth, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Come on now.
Amen. He said, what ties do y'all have fellowship? Amen. Amen. What are you teaching this teaching at? I said right here at the park, but at 10 o'clock. He said, I'm gonna be here, hallelujah. I'm coming because I wanna know more about this truth you teach it. Come on, somebody give God a praise, hallelujah.
Yeah. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah, glory, 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 God.
I said, come on and give God a praise, hallelujah. He said, if I do
hallelujah, glory, 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 hallelujah.
And see, the whole theme of this revival is that it's wake-up time, my beloved. It's time to awake out of sleep. Come on, his life. We've been sleeping too long, hallelujah. And see, when you sleep, you settle for things, hallelujah. You settle for crumbs, amen. You settle for less than God's best, glory to God. Why? Because you're not awake. You're not in your right mind. But God is saying, now I'm shaking you to awaken you to let you know that now is the time.
Almost
glory to God. Don't be like Ben Winkle. Glory to God. He slept through everything, glory to God. By the time he woke up, everything had passed him by, glory to God. He didn't know what was what, because the last time he went to sleep, amen, everything was different. When he woke up, glory to God, everything had changed on him, and he had missed everything. Amen, glory to God. So I'm telling you, beloved, it's time to arise and awake out of sleep, because the glory of the Lord is upon you. It's upon me. And it's time for us, amen, to get what God has for us. Come on, give God another shout, amen.
Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah,
many of you got a question right now, glory to God? How many got some comments that what this morning message did? Amen. I just want to stay here for a minute, glory to God. The Lord ain't leading me to go beyond this right now. He said, talk back to the fellowship. Talk back to the people. Amen. Let them share what the word did for them. Amen. So I just feel led, amen, tonight. Amen. Those who are willing to give their testimony, what did the word of God do for you this morning? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Is anybody that want to come to the line right now?
So this is
God woke me up. He started me on a brand new day. He gave me life, health, and strength. He's been blessing me throughout this day in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, Mother, what did the Word of God this morning? How did you? What did the Word say to you? What kind of understanding did you get from it? Hallelujah. What kind of understanding did you get from the Word of God this morning? What did the Word? What did that Word?
I understand that God, then He's trying to help us, trying to show us to do right.
Mhm. Amen. 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 Did you recognize that God was telling us, Mother, that we're not who we've been told we are for all these years? Amen. That we've been lied to about our identity of who we are as a people.
Yeah.
Amen. That we're not the Gentiles that the church has told us we are, that the European people have tried to put on us that we are. No, amen. We are God's chosen people.
Chosen one.
Mm-hmm. And how this Phoenician woman who wasn't even saved, she wasn't saved, y'all. But because she agreed with the identity of who the Lord said she was, she got a miracle. Because the Lord said, you're not entitled to the bread. He said, I know, Lord, but can you give me a crumb? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. She didn't give up. Lord, have mercy. She could have quit right there when he said, this here bread ain't for you. But she didn't stop till she got something. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And she wasn't even saved. Come on here, somebody. And some of us is saved and we don't have this kind of integrity. We don't have this kind of tenacity to stay with it until God answers our prayer. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. She said, well, if I can't get the bread, I'll get a crumb off the bread. I'm gonna get something. I need something. I'm about son, little bullshit. How many know when you need something, you need a drive? Come on here, somebody. She's like, I'm here to eat. I'm not even here for myself. I'm here for my daughter. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And the need for her daughter drove her, amen, to pull on the master until he gave her something.
Amen.
Because at first he wasn't going to give her nothing. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, brother.
I was just
bless you.
Why, I was trying to figure out why it's been so long, said so long, that we was grafted in as Gentiles.
Because they had to put their identity on us, but had to make sure that we didn't know who the true Jews are. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there are two kinds of Jews. There's the Khazar, Khazar Jews, which are the European Jews. Then there's the Kemetic Jews, Kemetic, which is us. We are the Kemetic Jews. We are the true Jews. We're the original Jews. Amen. And so, you know, through Christianity, amen, through the Hebrews and the Judeans are Jews that's over in Israel, they had to make sure that they put out the fabrication that Jews are white.
Mm.
And they are not.
And they're not.
That's why Yahshua said in Revelation 2:9, I know them that say. As a matter of fact, let's go Revelation 2:9. So you place in Mark 7, though. Amen. Because he had to let us know that he knew what was going on.
Yeah.
Because they were doing it during his time. So they've been having this lie going on for a long time. And if we don't search the scriptures, we'll never know. Come on here, somebody.
Hey, Pastor, where did you say go to Revelation 2:9?
Yeah, Revelation 2:9. Shalom, Sister Linda.
Hello there, sir.
Amen.
Father's Day.
Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Revelation 2:9.
Let me tell you, 2:9.
Amen.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Revelation chapter 2:9.
Come on now.
Is everybody with it?
Amen.
Will you get there? Shout hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless you, woman of God. Hallelujah. Bless you. Yeah. And what the Lord reads. He says, I know, verse 9, he says, I know your affliction. I know your affliction. I know what you're going through. I know how you're being afflicted. I know your afflictions. I know how these trials and tests are messing with you. I know your afflictions and your poverty. I know your social status. I know where you're at. Amen. Because of it. I'm going to hit somebody. How many know that it's not by accident that we are put where we're put?
Amen.
It's not by accident that we're in the ghetto. It's not by accident that we can't move into certain places unless we agree to allow them to program us and brainwash us. That we separate ourselves from our true identity. How many know that that's not by accident?
And then
people say, well, you know, now you want to be in the hood. Now, some of us don't want to be in the hood, but we're in the hood because that's where the system has set up for us to be, and they won't allow us to get out the hood. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
I mean, you know that sometimes you got to make lemonade out of lemons. Come on here, somebody. When you can't, they say, oh, look, hey, I ain't got nothing but these lemons right here, so you know they won't give me nothing else. So let me make lemonade out the lemons that they give me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Lemonade, too.
Amen.
Let me do it, too. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. What's up, Brother Brian? Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then he says, yet you are rich. He says, I know your afflictions. I know what you're going through. And I know your poverty. Yet. Somebody say yet.
Yes.
Yes.
You are rich. Well, how am I rich? And I'm going through hell every day. How am I rich? And I can't get the things that I want. I can't get I can't get the things that I desire. And I'm barely getting the things that I need. But I can't even get what I want. Come on here, somebody. But the word says that I'm rich.
Amen.
Yeah, sure. It's saying I'm rich.
Yes.
How am I rich?
Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah.
You're rich because even though you're going through hell and you might not be able to get what you want, you still have your soul and you still have your identity as a Jew that you don't know about. Come on here, somebody. And it must mean something for the enemy to want to steal it and use it, hallelujah, for his advantage. Come on here, somebody. But how many know God is finna flip the script? He done flipped the script on the enemy.
Amen.
Oh, you didn't hear the Holy Ghost. He said, I done flipped the script. Now, the script is about to be flipped. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
What did he tell us this morning? He said the last to be first and the first to be what? Last.
Last.
He said, yet you are rich. He says, I know about the slander. Now, in the old King James, I believe it says, I know the blasphemy. Am I right?
Amen.
Amen.
So the Lord called this blasphemy. How many of you know that when you blaspheme against the Lord, that's a sin that there's no forgiveness for? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
The only other place that there's blasphemy is when the Bible says, he who blasphemes against the Holy Ghost,
mm-hmm.
which is the witness and the spirit of the Lord, it says there's no forgiveness of that sin. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Amen.
And so in the same way, it says there's no forgiveness of those who say that they are Jews and they are not. Beloved, could that be the reason why there's a curse on them? I just want you to think about it. Is that the reason why God has cursed them? Because they're trying to walk in their identity that they know ain't there? Come on. And the word said worse than. That is blasphemy of those who say that they are Jews and are not. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Amen.
That's why when we say we're Jews, we better know what we're talking about. We ain't no Hebrew Israelite. Come on here, somebody.
Man.
Hebrew is still Semitic.
Mm-hmm.
Hebrew is a mixture. Come on here, somebody. And how many know that God is pure? He's not mixed. God is pure.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
That's why they got Abraham. Abraham was not a Jew. He was a Hebrew, which means he was mixed, which means he was more European than black. Come on, I'm going to leave. Oh, God, hallelujah.
Amen.
And he was put there for the Gentiles. Not for us. I'm gonna get into that after this. But to look, it says, I know about the slander of those who say they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of who? Satan. Come on here, somebody. So they hide behind the false identity of being a Jew, but they are really the synagogue of the devil. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So everybody that say that they God's children ain't God's children. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. But how many know that the real is stepping up to the plate? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Yeah, somebody said neighbor.
Neighbor.
The real. Is about to step up to the plate. Come on and give God a praise if you believe that.
Hallelujah.
Chapter 3. Yeah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, Lord, how you want me to go about it? Oh, thank you. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Let's go to Galatians chapter 3. We begin at verse 13. I'm going to show you somebody this thing. Hallelujah. Can everybody hear me tonight?
Amen.
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 Are there any questions yet? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not that bad.
Now, I want everybody to get this. So if you got a question, please ask it. This ain't church. Amen. You know, church, they don't let you ask no questions. They just tell you, well, you know, when God gave it to me, you know, it's the word. You just take my word for it. No, I'm going to tell you to research and look it up. Me, I'm going to tell you to go in there and search it for yourself. So when you see it, you would know, well, he wasn't just talking. This is the truth. Come on here, somebody. And you shall know the truth.
Amen.
Come on now.
Some of us have been in religion for so long, we don't want to know no truth. We want to hold on to religion and tradition. And we're constantly dying because we won't let it go. Hallelujah. We're trying to figure out what's going on. And how do you know that the truth only hurts when you don't want to let go of the lie? Come on here, somebody. That's the only time the truth hurts. Oh, I can't hear nobody. Hallelujah. Amen. The truth only hurts when you don't want to let go of the lie. Amen. Because, see, once you let go of the lie, then the truth ain't going to hurt no more. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because you ain't holding on to nothing. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. Is everybody there?
Amen.
And the word of the Lord reads, it says, Christ. Now, when you see the word Christ, Christ is not a name. Christ is a title, which means the anointing.
Amen.
It says, the anointing redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse
Amen.
For us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who is hung on a pole. Might say pole. Some translation they say tree. Other translation they say cross. Now which one was it? Was it a pole? Was it a tree? Was it a cross? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, let me help you tonight. Who was the only one's ancestor who was hung on a tree?
Black people.
Out. Amen. Who was the only one that was hung on a pole? Let me help you again, our people. Us, our ancestors. Now notice what charges they tried to bring on him to convict the Messiah. They said, We heard that you said that you're the king of the Jews. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Are y'all still with me tonight?
Yeah.
Amen.
We're going in a little deeper tonight, y'all. Hallelujah. Stay with me. Stay with me. We're going somewhere. Listen. So when they said that he was king of the Jews, that word Jews meant black people. So they were saying, we heard that you say you're the king of the black people. Come on, hear somebody.
Amen.
Yahshua reply was, I didn't say that. You saying that. I never said I was king. You saying that I'm king. Come on, hear somebody.
Amen.
Even though he was the king, he never came out and said, I'm the king.
Mm-hmm.
But they knew who he was. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so they put him on the tree because they knew he was king of the black. Come on here, somebody. Are y'all still rocking with
me? Amen.
Now listen to what the Holy Ghost is saying. He says in verse 14, he redeemed us in order that the blessing given to Abraham was Abraham a Jew?
No.
What was he?
A Hebrew.
He was a Hebrew. Now, it was that the blessing given to Abraham. How did Abraham get the blessing, y'all? How did the blessing come to Abraham?
It was said that he answered the call. Someone said.
Because he answered the call.
Christ through anointing.
Yes and no. No, because he wasn't blessed by himself. His blessing came through being connected to Sarah. Sarah was the one that was blessed. He rolled off of her. When they went into Egypt, that's why he said, don't tell nobody. Well, let's go into Genesis and see what Genesis said about it. Genesis is the one to tell the story. Let's see what Genesis got to say about it. Let's, let's see what Genesis say, cause y'all might think I'm just making something up over here. Yeah, you know I don't move but by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Let's find that part where Abraham and Sarah was talking, and she said, and he said to her, "Don't tell nobody I'm your husband."
Wow.
Because if they find out that that was her husband, they would have killed him.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So he said to her, "Let's tell them that I'm your brother and you my sister."
Yeah.
He was riding off that black queen. Let me tell y'all something, my black queen. Hallelujah. Don't get it twisted. The enemy is still riding off of y'all. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why, but see, how they riding off y'all now is because they had to move the black king out the way. That's why they don't want us in the equation. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
See, as long as we're not in the brothers, that's why we got to wake up. We're chasing after everything else, but we need to be chasing after our sisters. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, I said it.
Mm-hmm.
We need to keep it home. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So we can stay strong. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I said it. Yeah, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And we'll say it again if I'm back. Amen. I ain't got no problem with repeating anything I said or have said through the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. That's just me. But I'm saying, look at the manipulation. Because Abraham knew that he wasn't right. Find it for me, somebody, where he said to Sarah when they go into Egypt, "Don't tell them that I'm your husband." See, we need to pay attention to everything that's written, because everything is written is written for you.
Genesis 20:10.
Thank you, Prophet. Thank you, Prophet. Come on, let's go there.
Twenty and twelve, huh? Or
four. Going down.
Yep.
Hello.
Yes.
Where we going to Genesis 20?
Yes, Genesis 20.
Yeah.
But there's something that we need to see in here.
Oh, yeah, okay. We on hold. Yeah.
20 around verse 12.
But let's go to where
All right.
Where they first started and set it up at. Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
When they first made the plan out.
Genesis 20. Yes, you are.
21.
Okay.
What is this?
Okay.
Genesis 21?
We are going to Genesis 20 first. Let's look at Genesis 20 first. 20 and verse
1.
Okay, we'll begin at the first verse. Everybody there?
Amen.
Genesis chapter 20, begin at verse 1. It says, "Now Abraham moved on from there into the region of Niger. Niger, they lived between Kadesh and Shur. And for a while he stayed in Gergar. And there Abraham said of his wife Sarah, 'She is my sister.'" Can everybody still hear me?
Yes.
Amen.
Goodbye.
Now, he's telling King Abimelech that Sarah is not his wife. She's his sister. Then Abimelech, king of Gergar, sent for Sarah and took her. But God came to Abimelech in a dream one night and said to him, you are as good as dead because of the woman you have taken. She is a married woman. But now here's the thing. He didn't know that. So he was tricked, but God came in and cleared everything up. But I want to go back to where they first had it in mind for them to do this. Because this is where now they done got the goods now, and Abimelech has taken the Sarah because now he wants to be with Sarah because he's thinking that she don't have a husband. Because they playing the game of sister and brother when they really husband and wife. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And that's way out there. It says now Abimelech had not gone near her, so he said, Lord, will you destroy an innocent nation? Notice what King Abimelech says, Lord, will you destroy an innocent nation? Did he not say to me, she is my sister? And didn't she also say, he is my brother? I have done this with a clear conscience and clean hands. Hallelujah. Look, you know, I'm just going off what they're telling me. Then God said to him in the dream, yes, I know you did this with a clear conscience, and so I have kept you from sinning against me. This is why I did not let you touch her. Come on here, somebody. God, see everything. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, you do.
God says, I know you didn't know. That's why I didn't let you touch her. Because I know that you didn't know the lie that was being put out there. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Oh, wow.
But this is how Abraham became rich. Then God said to him in the dream, yes, I know, but I did this with a clear conscience, and so I have kept you from sinning against me. This is why did I let you touch her. Now return the man's wife, for he is a prophet, and he will pray for you, and you will live. But if you do not return her, he said, now that you know now I'm going to judge you. Before you didn't know, so I couldn't do nothing about something that you didn't know. But now that you know, it's a different story. You may be sure that you and all who belong to you will die. And so early the next morning, Abimelech summoned all his officials. And when he had told them all that had happened, they were very much afraid. Then Abimelech called Abraham in and said, what have you done to us? Come on here, somebody. Mm-hmm. What have you done to us? How have I wronged you that you have brought such great guilt upon me and my kingdom? He said, how have I done you wrong that you put me in a place of almost getting killed because of you? Come on here, somebody. You have done things to me that should never be done. And Abimelech asked Abraham, what was your reason for doing this? And Abraham replied, I said to myself, this is surely no fear of God in this place. And they will kill me because of my wife. Come on here, somebody. Because she really is my sister and daughter of my father, though not of my mother. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Wow.
So they had different fathers, but they had the same mother, which makes them half.
Damn, that's right.
They had the same father and different mother, they would have been whole. But because they had different fathers but the same mother, that made them half sister and brother. Because the seed determines the child.
No. Help the man.
that man, my half sister. We got
the same. As long as you have the same father, you whole. But the mother makes you half. The father makes you whole.
Amen.
Are we still online tonight?
Amen.
I came to a different moment, bro. You were bitch by racial.
What you say, Brother Brian?
She was bitch by racial shit. We got the same day to a different moment, though.
So they were half because they had different fathers.
She was shoot by racial. She was mixed race. She was biracial.
Abraham was the mixed one. She was the whole one. As far as for being race wise.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Because Sarah wasn't a Hebrew.
Come on, Holy Ghost.
Abraham was a Hebrew. It says, and I go not of my mother, and she became my wife. And when God had me wonder from my father's household, I said to her, this is how you can show your love to me. Everywhere we go, say of me, he is my brother.
Wow.
That's a cold piece. I'm just looking at it for what it is. That's a cold piece. Then Abimelech brought sheep and cattle and male and female slaves and gave them to Abraham. And he returned Sarah, his wife, to him. And Abimelech said, my land is before you. Live wherever you like. To Sarah, he said, I'm giving your brother 1,000 shekels of silver. This is to cover the offense against you and all who are with you. You are completely vindicated. So this is how Abraham got his wealth. By telling Sarah to tell everybody that he was her brother and not her husband. Now, I'm okay with going through my mind. Are y'all still with me, glory to God? We on the radio, glory to God.
Amen.
But I'm going to say it anyway, glory to God. If I wouldn't save y'all, this would sound like pimping to me. Hallelujah. I'm just going to, but I'm going to leave it alone. But why can't you say that your wife? Y'all love each other. In the streets, they say ain't no shame in your game. So if ain't no shame in it, why you got to shuck and jive? Let me use another little street terminology that we had when I'm an old fan. They say you ain't got a lie to kick. He was lying to King Abimelech. But he was benefiting because every time Sarah said, bless my brother, he would give Sarah whatever he wanted because that was her brother. Or because he thought that was her brother.
And he liked it up.
And he liked it up. He loved that black queen. He was like, you know, I love you so much. I bless anything that's attached to you. That's your brother. Boom. Break him off. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You ain't got to ask me twice. Hallelujah.
Come
on, you want to get it for him. Quick, go over there and get it for him. Hallelujah. That's a brother. What's wrong with you? Glory to God. Hallelujah. And see, God knew his heart because God knew what he was setting up for. God said, let me go over here and break this up. Glory to God. Because if I don't break it up, he's going to go over there and take her. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so God had to come and speak the real to him. They let Abraham go. This is how Abraham became rich, y'all.
Wow.
I done took y'all into the depths of something. Come on here, somebody. Anybody got any questions?
Man.
know somebody bubbling over with some questions. I feel it in my spirit.
Amen.
Anybody got no questions?
No.
Well, let's go back to Galatians then. Chapter 3. Is everybody getting a clear understanding now?
Amen.
So we was at Galatians 3, verse 14. Now, when it says, he redeemed us. How many know that word redeem means to be bought back? Amen. That God had to buy us out of the devil's pawn shop. Come on here, somebody. Sin had us in the devil's pawn shop, but God bought us out of the pawn shop. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And that's why we should sing that song, Redeemed by the Blood.
Yeah.
Somebody give God a praise if you know it's true. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah.
See, we got to know when to give God a praise for certain things because
Amen. When
we realize the price that was paid, come on here, somebody. A big price is paid so we can be who we are. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Now, we can't take this thing lightly, beloved, because if we take it lightly, then we lose sight. And we can't lose sight over what God has done for us. But the Bible says he has redeemed us from the curse. Come on. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He has redeemed us that the blessings of Abraham might come upon who? What do your Bible say? Might come upon who?
Where you reading from, Bishop?
I'm still in Genesis, but I want y'all to see something.
Jesus Christ. That we may receive the promise of the Spirit through faith.
Wait a minute. Don't read that so fast, daughter. Slow down.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I want you to not only smell the coffee, but taste it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Verse 14, he says, he redeemed us in order that the blessing given to Abraham, we saw how the blessing was given to him through Sarah, might come to who? The Gentiles.
The Gentiles.
So who are the Gentiles?
The Europeans.
Yeah. So why are we saying we the seed of Abraham?
No, I ain't seed of Abraham.
We were already blessed before Abraham came. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Man.
Abraham came for the Gentiles so that the Europeans could have a way to get in to the blessing. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Through Christ Jesus. So that's how they got in. Mm-hmm. Why do you think every denomination there is talk about who? Abraham, Isaac, and who? Jacob.
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
So, Apostle.
Yes.
So, is this, since we're saying the blessing of Abraham might come on all the Gentiles, so is that the reason why the European nation have it going on, so to speak, this day and age? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because they're using that as a foundation for why they should be in charge.
Oh, okay. Gosh, that's right. Yeah. I can see that. I can see that.
When the truth of the matter is, when God cut the covenant, he didn't even cut it with Abraham. He cut it with himself. Come on here, somebody. He allowed Abraham to witness. Oh, God, y'all going to make me go deep in. Hallelujah. I wasn't trying to go this deep in. Y'all don't. But y'all going to make a brother go deep in.
Go ahead, deep in.
When God cut that covenant with Abraham, he told Abraham to go to sleep because the covenant didn't have nothing to do with him because he wasn't a Jew. And so God said, how you know I'm going to bless you is that I swear by myself to bless you. Because I can't let you come in covenant with me because you are not what? A Jew.
That's right.
That's why I said there's his story and our story. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And if you just know his story, then you are going to be in the dark when it comes to our story. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Because our story has to be looked up for ourselves. Come on here, somebody. Ain't nobody going to look it up for
right.
You got to put in the work. You
come
got to
now.
Put in the time. You got
That's
why the Bible says, amen. That we got to be a workman and need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But the first thing it says, stand to show thyself approved unto God. We want to study to show ourselves approved unto man, but God said, no, study to show yourself approved unto me. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Now, let me share with you what the Holy Spirit of God said, what the Holy Ghost said to me when he was teaching me and training me. He said to me, and it made me laugh. So I was reading, it said, study to show thyself approved unto God. Study to show thyself approved unto God. Study to show thyself approved unto God. Then he said, now, read it like this. Study until God approve you. Study until God approve you. Study until God approve you. And when he said that to me, boom, like a light came on, like, yes, Lord. Study until I approve you.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
That's why I stayed under the feet of the Holy Spirit until he said, now you ready. Come on here, somebody.
Yes,
God. I didn't ask him if I was ready. He let me know when I was ready. He said, now you ready. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Because we want to show our approval to man, but God said, no, you got to study until I approve you. Come on here, somebody. Until
down.
I put my stamp on you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Because you're going to need the approval of God when you out here. Amen. And demons and devils is coming at you from every direction. Why? Because you know what? Because the devil knows the word, too. I'm going to leave that alone. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you got to be able, amen, to have the Holy Spirit of God to put in you what he want to put in you. And when the word gets solid enough in you, then God says, okay, now you ready. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. You ready. Not because you think you ready, but because I told you that you ready. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
That's why I wasn't in no rush to get no papers, glory to God. When I got ordained, I got ordained on my birthday, glory to God, hallelujah. On my 50th birthday, I got ordained, hallelujah, glory to God. And I wasn't even looking for it, hallelujah. My chief apostle, amen, bless his heart, bless his heart, bless my daddy, heart, hallelujah. Amen. How many know when you can preach at your ordination that that's great?
Man.
Wow.
The Lord had me to preach at my own ordination. I didn't even know until the last minute, glory to God, but I thanked him, hallelujah. I said, Lord, I thank you, hallelujah. God is awesome, y'all. Come on, give God a praise.
Yes, he will.
God is a good God. Hallelujah.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will. All the time.
Now let's get the full understanding of Galatians 14. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It said that he redeemed us in order that the blessing given to Abraham might come to the Gentiles through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So that by faith we might receive the promise of the Spirit. See, there's a reason why the Gentiles don't use covenant. They use faith. Because they don't have no covenant. You might say, oh, well, show it to me in the Word. Let's go to Matthew chapter 6. This would deliver me from worrying. I always used to worry, Lord, how I'm going to eat, Lord, how I'm going to drink. Yeah. And the Lord told me, I was on the bus, and he told me, he said, stop acting like the Gentiles. You ain't no Gentiles, you a Jew. That's what he telling me on the bus. He said, what you worry about, how you going to eat, what you going to drink? He said, I always take care of you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But he had to get me out of that Gentile mindset. Because remember, you know, I was dedicated to church, and all I knew was, amen, they told me I had got engrafted in, glory to God. So I'm looking at, you know, but Lord, you know, how are we going to do this today, Lord? Hallelujah, glory to God. God said, praise me for the covenant. My covenant obligates me to take care of you. And that's when money started coming, and I started worrying about finances. I said, Lord, I thank you. He said, you just praise me and believe me and do my work, and I'm going to take care of you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, I want you to go to Matthew chapter 6.
Yeah.
Beginning with verse 31.
Yeah.
Is everybody there?
Amen.
Amen.
And the word of the Lord reads, it says, so do not worry, saying. Because how many know that a thought don't become a reality until you speak it?
Amen.
The thought does not become a reality until you speak it. Now, how you cancel a thought of the enemy is that when the thought comes, you say what the words say, and it will nullify what the thought is saying. Did y'all catch that?
Hallelujah.
It says, so do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the pagans. Now, in my book, it says pagans. I know in the old King James, it says Gentiles. So Gentiles and pagans are the same thing. Is that what your Bible says? How many of you, where your Bible says Gentile?
Mine said Gentile.
Amen.
I said Gentile.
Too. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So the Gentiles say that because they don't have a covenant like we have. The covenant obligates God to do for us. So he said, don't you say like them, because you got a covenant. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Because look what it says in verse 32. For the pagans run after these things. Hallelujah.
and your Heavenly Father knows that you need them. So he said, you run after things when you don't have a covenant. Oh, y'all hear what the Holy Spirit said? He said, you run after things when you don't have a covenant.
Wow.
Because when you don't have a covenant, God's not obligated. Are y'all able to hear me tonight?
Amen.
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 That's why God said, I don't want you running after nothing but me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When things shut down, people start losing their mind and start running after everything. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because they forget about the covenant or else they don't have a covenant. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
And so he says in verse 33, but seek first or chase after first the kingdom and his righteousness in all these things. What things? What you going to eat, what you going to drink, and what you going to wear. They all going to come. Hallelujah. God says, I know that you have need of all these things. So don't worry about it. Don't worry about the food. Don't worry about the clothes. Come on here, somebody. God says, I got you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so he says, and all these things will be given to you as well. Verse 34, therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many know God already got tomorrow
Amen.
Already planned out for us?
Amen.
We try to worry about what tomorrow we're going to do. God said, don't worry about tomorrow. I already got tomorrow. You just
Amen.
Praise me for today. Amen. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough troubles of its own. Come on here, somebody. We try to worry about tomorrow's trouble. God said, don't worry about that. I got that.
Amen.
You can't do nothing about tomorrow's troubles. No how. Come on here, somebody. It takes God to cover
Amen.
Tomorrow. Come on here, somebody. God said, just praise me for the day. Come on here, somebody. Praise me for making it through the day.
Amen.
Praise me for blessing you all day long. Praise me for keeping you. Praise me for directing you. Praise me for loving you. Hallelujah. And getting you through whatever you had to get through today. Tell somebody, say, neighbor. You should praise God right now for the day. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
You should praise God right now for the day.
Hey! Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory.
Thank you.
Glory. Glory.
Now, I want you to keep in your spirit. No more crumbs.
No more crumbs.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah, somebody said, all I eat is bread now. I don't eat no more crumbs. All I eat is bread. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
All I eat is bread.
Now
I don't eat no more crumbs.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody give God another shout. Thank you, Father. While the Spirit of God is moving, beloved, glory to God. Come on and give God a praise.
Amen.
Elder, come on in, man of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on in, Elder.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. No more
one.
Thank you, Lord. Praise God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. No more crumbs. Hallelujah. No more leftovers. Praise God.
Praise
hallelujah.
God.
Because of who I am. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
See, a lot of us are worried about peace. I can't stop. But if you knew who you were, you wouldn't act the way you act because of who you are. Hallelujah. Praise
yes.
God. Amen. Certain people don't do certain things because my daddy is so-and-so. Hallelujah. My mama
yes.
is so-and-so. Hallelujah. And I carry they name. Hallelujah. Amen. And I understand if I do something, it's a reflection on them. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. So I'm going to be on my best behavior because of who I am. I'm a child of a most
yes.
If you believe God is your dad, hallelujah. And you say like the Bible, and you believe what the Bible says, that he's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Then that makes you a prince. That makes you a princess. Hallelujah. Praise
mm.
God. Because your daddy is the king. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Praise God. And there's certain royal behavior. Lord, have mercy. Praise God. You know, you just can't walk
yes.
over and hug the prince, the queen like that. Hallelujah. Praise
mm.
God. Amen. There's certain things you just don't do. Hallelujah. Praise
mm.
God. Around them because they royalty. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Amen. So why do you allow certain things to go on around you? Hallelujah. And you royalty. Praise God. Hallelujah. You a child of the Most High God too. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Didn't the man of God say, well, we bind on earth, he abide in heaven. Praise God. Hallelujah. We got to start using some of that authority to bind some stuff. Praise God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. That's in the bread, too. That's in the bread, too. Praise God. I want the whole loaf. I want everything that's in this loaf of bread. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't want a piece of it. I don't want a corner. I don't want an end. Praise God. I want the whole loaf. Praise God. And the bag that it came in. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank the Lord for that word on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's bless the man of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the man of God on tonight. We thank you for the word that you put in his belly on tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. Replenish him the virtue that he has poured out onto your people, Lord. Continue to lead him and guide him. Continue to mold him and shape him, Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you for everything that you are doing in his life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah and amen. Praise God. We want to open up the floor. At this time, if you have a testimony, a prayer request, a question, praise God, we invite you to ask that question. Or if you have a comment, praise God, on tonight, hallelujah, you are welcome to do so at this time. The floor, hallelujah, is now open. Praise God.
Brother Andre, I got a comment for Bishop. This is Sister Jackie Walker.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Jackie.
Bishop. I just want to tell you how I love you and I thank God for you, because ever since I've been under your ministry, I have been blessed. I have been blessed spiritually, physically, and I've been blessed prosperity. And I just thank God for you, because you give us that word and you break it down so plain. And the Bible says it should be where a baby can understand it. And I just thank God how you break it down and you give it to us the way God give it to you. You don't fake with it. You don't play with it. You just lay it out there. And I thank God for that. I thank God how he used you to give us that word. And I thank God for that word today, because it really blessed my soul when you said no more crumbs. And I just thank God. I'm not taking no more crumbs. I'm taking the bread like Brother Andre say. I'm taking the whole loaf and some more. How do I go into you? And I just thank God for you, and I just pray blessings upon your life. And I pray, God, keep you doing what you're doing, Bishop, because you one awesome. I have been under many pastors, but you the best of the best, and you're royalty, and I just thank God for you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen. bless the Lord. We thank Sister Jackie. Amen. Praise God for that testimony and that word of encouragement for the man of God. Hallelujah. Do we have any more comments? Praise God. Any more testimonies on tonight?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Any more testimonies, comments, or questions? Praise God. Hallelujah. Before we wrap it up, Austin. Amen. Amen. Well, we have certainly had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank the Lord for the word. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because the word tells us that our people perish for the lack of knowledge. Hallelujah. Praise God. A lot of us are perishing simply because we don't know who we are. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Like the man of God said, it's an identity crisis. Praise God. Hallelujah. But once you understand you are a child of the Most High God, hallelujah, praise God. Once you understand, amen, you are a child of the King. Hallelujah, amen. You understand you are entitled, amen, to the privileges of being a king's kid. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. We thank God for the word on today. We thank God for the man of God on today. Hallelujah. We want to remind everybody, if you ain't got, hallelujah, your seed in the ground, praise God. Make sure you get it in the ground. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we thank everybody that's dialed in, everybody that's tuned in on the day. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we will be back, amen, on tomorrow night. Hallelujah. With the revival that just won't stop. Like I said, we're going to keep going. Hallelujah. Until we can't go no more. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. And I'm going to turn it back into the hands of the man of God. Hallelujah. And I'm going to go ahead and pray your sign on tonight. Amen. If we don't have any more comments or testimonies, bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
I just want to say happy Father's Day to all the fathers on the line.
Amen. Bless you, woman of God. Praise God. Happy Father's Day to everybody and happy Juneteenth to everybody. Praise God. I know some people just finding out what Juneteenth is. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we thank God that the president just signed into law. I believe he did it yesterday. If it wasn't yesterday, it was the day before yesterday, making Juneteenth a national holiday. That's when everybody found out, down at least down here in Texas and parts of Louisiana, 2 years after President Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation, which freed the slaves. We didn't find out down here for 2 years after. So we were still enslaved for 2 years while we were free. And now it's been made a national holiday. Wow. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
And it's taken this long for that to happen. Praise God. But we thank God for that. Hallelujah. We want to celebrate Juneteenth. It's not a, you know, somebody going to say it's a Gentile holiday and a pagan holiday. They just signed it into law yesterday. It can't be a pagan holiday already. Praise God. I just had to say that. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we thank God for everybody that called in, everybody that tuned in on today. Hallelujah. Amen. We certainly had a blessed time in the Lord. And I'm going to go ahead and turn it back into the hands of the man of God. Hallelujah. At this time, and let him go ahead and close us out. Apostle, you still on the line? Bless the Lord. Amen, Apostle. If you're on, I think you're on mute. We can't hear you.
Can y'all hear me now?
There you go, Apostle. There you go.
Amen. 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 Praise God. Amen. I thank God for everybody tonight. Amen. I thank God for you, prophetess. Amen. 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 Let me tell you something. Amen. God rewards faithfulness. God rewards when we obey him. Amen. I want to encourage those who have not got seed in the ground. Get your seed in the ground. Amen. So God can bless your ground. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
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 And because he gives seed to the sower. Come on here, somebody. So if you want more seed, continue to give more seed, continue to plant more seed, and God's going to give you more seed. And then the Bible says he gives bread to the eater. Come on here, somebody. The bread represents the abundance. That with that bread again. Bread, hallelujah, to the eater. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Seed to the sower, bread to the eater. So
amen.
If you want to eat better, then sow better.
Amen.
Did y'all catch what the Lord just said?
Amen.
We are king kids, amen. How many of you believe that this fellowship is good ground? How many of you know that it's good ground?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
How many of you believe that it's anointed ground? How many of you believe that miracles and signs and wonders follow this fellowship?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. How many of you are a witness, glory to God, that signs and wonders and miracles follow this fellowship?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. So we thank God tonight, amen, for his anointing, for his Holy Spirit that rests through and abide over this fellowship tonight, amen. Glory to God. So I just want everybody to be encouraged, amen. God is about to do something, y'all. Amen. Hallelujah. So
amen.
Hold on to your seat. Amen. Because God
hallelujah.
Is about to blow our minds. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody give God a praise right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
I want everyone to know, I want y'all to ask more questions. I want y'all to be free. Because the Bible says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's what? Liberty.
Liberty.
Amen. We ain't never really been in a place where we can be totally free. Hallelujah.
Because
church has got us so bound that when we hear free, we don't know how to respond to free.
Oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost.
Come on now. Come on now.
But God says, I want to help you so that you can be free.
Amen. Thank
Amen.
You, Lord.
Free in your mind. Free in your spirit. Free in your heart. Hallelujah. Free in your body. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Because how many know that Yahshua just don't want to be free? He wants to be free indeed. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Free indeed. Amen. Amen.
That word indeed means to be free in conduct, free in mannerism. Come on here, somebody. Free in conduct, free in mannerism. So when you hear free indeed, that means I'm free in my conduct, free in my mannerism. Come on here, somebody. I'm not just free, but I'm free indeed. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because sometimes a person can say they're free, but they ain't free indeed. They can say they're free, but their conduct ain't free. And their mannerism ain't free.
Come on
so
now.
If you ain't free in your conduct and free in your mannerism, that means you ain't free indeed. You may be free, but you ain't free indeed. Right. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Amen. So praise God. So I want everybody to be encouraged tonight. Amen. And know that your apostle loves you. Amen. I praise God for everyone tonight. Amen. So let's get ready to close. If nobody has anything else to say.
Yeah, I
Amen.
Do, Pastor.
Yes, sir.
When we get off the line, I'm going to call you. I want to speak to you about something in private.
Okay, daughter.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right, Amen. All hearts clear?
All hearts clear.
Amen.
Amen. So, Father, we thank you. We praise you tonight for what our ears have heard. We give you praise and glory for all things. We thank you for your word tonight. We thank you, Lord, that we're not just free, but we're free indeed.
You,
Father, we thank you for delivering us from crumbs. We thank you that the bread is ours. Father God, we give you praise for understanding, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, and we give you praise, and we understand that we have a covenant with you that goes beyond what we've been told, that goes beyond what we've been taught. And we thank you, Lord, that our covenant with you is through nature. So we thank you. And we give you praise. And we give you glory. Bind the hand of the enemy. Rebuke every devil and demon. And we thank you, Lord, for the truth being loosed on our behalf. We give you praise, God, and we thank you. And we ask you, Father, that continue to bless us. Continue to keep us. Continue to lead us. Continue to guide us. And we will give you all the praise, glory, and honor.
Amen.
When I say unto one.
When I say unto one.
When I say unto one. I say unto all.
I say unto all.
I say unto all.
Watch.
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 Watch. And pray.
Watch and pray.
And pray.
And pray. And live holy.
And live holy.
And live holy. Every day.
Every day.
Every day. Amen.
Amen.
Come on and give your God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
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 Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Glory.
What I say unto one? Wait. Neighbor?
Neighbor.
I love you.
I love you.
And there's nothing you can do about it.
And there's nothing you can do about it.
Come on and give God a shout about that. Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah, glory, glory, glory. Amen. You are now dismissed.
Amen.
Until tomorrow night.
Amen.
God bless.
Amen.
God bless.
God bless everyone. Hallelujah. Glory. God bless everyone.
You are the living word. Say it now. Come on.
Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter.
Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us.
Praise.
Down from glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Made it. Somebody just needs to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger. I'm wiser. I'm better. Much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser. I'm better. So much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell them never could have made it.
Never could have made it
without you. Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm stronger. I'm wise. I am better. So much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never I never could have made it without you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Lord. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Father, for that man that doesn't have a place to stay, for that little boy living with AIDS,
can I tell you a story, tell you a story,
you can lean on me,
there's a man,
oh yeah,
standing on the corner, he has no home, he has no food, and his blue skies are gone.
Yes, it is.
Can you hear him crying now?
more than you'll ever know.
Instead of walking away,
open up.
After my ship it landed, truth is I had this meeting with God and confessed my sin, and he gave me this new beginning. All I could do then was pin it all down in my notebook. Just a lot of verses, me learning how not to curse was like learning to write in cursive. She's still flirting with me even though we up in church, and I'm fighting to memorize all these verses up in the word. You would have never seen it coming. A couple months ago, I'm getting high with my cousin. And fast forward now, around campus, I am buzzing. Not really, but it felt like that. It felt like rap was just another passion. Never thought I'd be at the Grammys talking about my fashion. You don't believe in God, but how did you explain what happened? I promise we ain't planning. Now Christians unashamed from Zambia to Manhattan. Still looking for the pattern, come on. What would it take to make you believe? More fire from the sky, another part in the sea. The honest truth is that you ain't got the power to see. But let me take you on this journey, it all started with me. What's up? What would it take to make you believe? More fire from the sky, another part in the sea. The honest truth is you ain't got the power to see. But let me take you on this journey. Yeah, most of the things I thought I'd never do, I did those. And I ain't nothing but a man standing up on his tiptoes. Shout out to Kirk Franklin, but I ain't him. I'm what happens when hip-hop blessed all the saints in. I wouldn't call it gospel music, but I'm Christian, no. And it's what happened when a Christian flow. Now it's funny, cause I don't really got a home. And this industry say can leave him alone unless he become a clone. Had me singing the same old songs, no power in them. But I'm too hard to understand, I'm an algorithm. And evidently it's evidence I'm a resident of somewhere that you know that you ought to be, but you've never been. So try to get used to me, cause I'm a settler. Reminding you to settle your heavenly settlement. A sight for sore eyes or an eyesore, it don't matter, I own a label. And guess what, I'ma sign more.
Church close too.
The canon, the canon, the canon.
Do your head like this. Watch this.
Think back. And every time I think back,
listen.
On all the stuff I've been through,
verse. Watch this. Watch this. Remember.
Remember when the doctor said he couldn't help you out.
Remember this right here.
Remember when the money was getting low. You're hurting, now you're feeling low. When the wind of the night will never end. The sun came out, now you can smile.
What's his name? You remember that?
Remember when the money was getting low. You're hurting, now you're feeling low.
What?
Just when you thought the night would never end.
What happened?
The sun came.
Anybody up here know what I'm talking about? Look at
that.
Come on, y'all.
Amen.
Can we minister to you? Come on and tell them. You keep on. Y'all don't know what I'm talking about. Just keep on.
Keep on.
What does it do?
Out.
It's what I love. It's right. Listen. I shouldn't be here today. Come on. Let's tell them one more time. You keep on. Wave your hand and listen.
You keep on.
Looking out for me.
Looking out.
All right. I need a witness up in here. You keep on, Jesus.
You keep on.
Come on and say.
Looking out.
Time out for time. You keep on, Jesus.
Keep on.
Come on and say.
Looking out.
Say right there. Say, you keep on, Jesus.
You keep on.
Good God, my. Break the music.
You keep on looking out for me.
Anybody know what I'm talking about? Say,
you keep on
looking out for me, Jesus.
Looking out for me.
Willie Neal Johnson. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? If I can get a witness, yeah.
Yeah, huh? Here we go.
Give me music,
let's get it, yo.
But my ordinary is your extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
I'm being extra,
but I'm just being ordinary. You think Elder just extra? You think I do the most? You wanna know how I know? The Spirit told me so. How I preach on the mic in the church flowing. Ain't got the nerve to have your ears and your neck glowing. He just extra. Yeah, he need to stop. He need to get off that prayer line and get a job. He ain't hearing from God. He just being lazy. That stuff he's smoking on, it got him going crazy. But still I call and still I watch and still I listen in. Cause if he make it, I want a piece of them dividends. Y'all right on time. All y'all haters, get y'all pad and pen. Write this down so you won't forget. I want you to remember this. That I'm just being ordinary. But my ordinary is your extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
but
think.
But I'm just being ordinary. I ain't trying to be extra spiritual.
I'm trying.
Nah. Or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
I just move with the spirit when I feel it.
When I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'm gonna kill it. He the realest. Nothing I do no more is about to show. Nothing I do no more is for the dough. And it's a free download, can't get it in the store. And even bootleggers gon' have it for the low. God with it.
Say what?
So ain't no stopping me. You should've stayed down, not to the top of me. Trying to overthrow the boss, that's a conspiracy. Your plans ain't never worked. That's why y'all mad at me. I'm rather G-O-D, because he got my back. When Elder is weak, he picking up the slack. He blessed me,
why?
So I correct the track. I bet you rewind it and play it back. I body boys on these beats and I ain't trying to. When the spirit moving, I could preach an hour or two. So might as well get comfortable. Cause here we go. But before the sermon starts, I had to let you know. That I'm just being ordinary, But my ordinary is your extraordinary, So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
but
think.
But I'm just being ordinary, I ain't trying to be extra spiritual.
I'm trying.
Nah. Or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
I just move with the spirit when I feel it.
When I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'm gonna kill it. He the realest.
Listen.
That I'm just being ordinary, but my ordinary is your extraordinary, So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
but
think.
But I'm just being ordinary, I ain't trying to be extra spiritual.
I ain't trying.
Nah. Or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
I just move with the spirit when I feel it.
When I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'm gonna kill it. He the realest.
Listen.
did not create me to worry. You did not create me to fear. But you created me to worship daily. So I'ma leave it all right here. Help me say yeah.
grace. You did not create me to fear, but you created me to worship daily. So I'ma leave it all right here.
Trust in
you.